on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. Friday, the 25th of June, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, the Rio Theater has reopened and is hosting a special event this Sunday to commemorate the recent discoveries at Canadian residential schools. And we get ready to move back into our studios at Elksend. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. It's summertime. How do you like that, huh? How do you like them apples? Or bananas, or oranges, or grapes, or whatever your fruit of choice is. Are we heading into phase three now? Phase two, phase three? Some new phase is starting up soon anyway. And hopefully that means that we'll be able to get ourselves back to a normal life. How are you handling it anyway? Have you got your vaccines? I got my second shot last week, so I'll be fully immunized in about a week or so. I'm just waiting for my own professional association to hand down their recommendations on how we can reopen our clinic safely. But I've taken away a few things from this experience. For one thing, I've definitely learned to appreciate the value of face masks. Yes, they do work. I haven't had a cold or a flu or any kind of viral infection for the past year and a half. That is a first in my life. I usually get three or four colds a year. But because we've been wearing masks all the time and doing the hand sanitizer and social distancing and stuff, haven't had one. So, I think I'm just going to keep my mask on when I get on the bus. I'm just going to be one of those guys. That crazy old man in the corner who still has his mask on. Fine. I don't want to get another cold, let alone COVID. Crying out loud. And nobody told me yet. Haven't heard anything yet. But I'm getting the feeling that we're gonna move back into the studio soon. I really hope so. I mean, I've enjoyed doing radio from home. It's been a kind of a nice novelty experience, but I really miss being in the studio. I love our studio. In the basement at the Nest at UBC, it's such a cool space. And you know, having those big windows and watching everybody go by, it's just a really enjoyable place to sit and do a radio show. So I'm really looking forward to moving back in. I hope it happens soon. That being said, let's hear some music. This is TJ Felix.
Mm-hmm.
The fun never stops. So Pi Theater is doing a drive-in show. It's going to be at the parking lot at the Great Northern Way campus, 555 Great Northern Way in Vancouver. It's happening Friday and Saturday at 10 o'clock because it's got to be after dark and it's summertime, so it's dark out anyway. This is a live performance, actually live, but it's a drive-in, so stay in your car. Performing live to an audience snug in their cars is a novel experience these days. The first drive-in movies in North America began in big open fields in the 30s for a dollar a car, and they've had a renewed popularity during the pandemic, where all kinds of things have been happening in drive-in theaters, like stand-up comedy and films and weddings and all kinds of stuff. So Snafu, which is a theater company of Victoria, have put together their own drive-in show. It's called Epidermis Circus, directed by Britt Small, and who's also responsible for Ride the Cyclone, which is a world-renowned show that came out of Victoria. So, the guy's got some cred. Anyway, they're going to be performing two nights only, June 25th and 26th, in the back parking lot of the Great Northern Way Center for Digital Media. What will happen is you get in your car, and the audio from the show will be transmitted into your FM radio. So make sure that your car has a radio in it, or you won't be able to hear anything. It there's a sliding scale for admission. I guess it depends on who's in the car, from $25 to $75. And you can get tickets in advance online. And all the information is at pietheater.com/tickets. And once again, this is a drive-in theater, live drive-in theater, drive-in live theater, Friday and Saturday, the 25th and 26th, at the Great Northern Way campus on Great Northern Way in Vancouver.
Lost in the shuffle, where are you? Suspended in your desperation, the madman's bid to cover. The wheel of fortune was turning hot, this thing that burns, so now you suffer. One more breath, in the face of death, a voice inside you screams. The sickness. Thank you.
that you're alive. So good that you're here. May you live long and well in freedom from fear. May your happy heart be dancing down a rainbow or swinging on a star. As in time you become who you are. So glad you were born. So good that you came. Sweet child of the darkness. Bright child of the flame. May you be the spinner and the story teller and the tale. May divine inspiration never fail.
So what's happening at the Havana? Well, every Saturday night at 7:30, it's David and Ken's Comedy with Music. It's an audience-fueled conversational comedy show with real stories, character-driven improv, and hilarious spontaneous songs with ripping guitar solos. Oh, yeah. It's a playful, absurdist adventure from legendary local comedians David Milchard and Ken Lawson that will leave you feeling joyful and connected. Check out The Havana. It's every Saturday night at 7:30. And every Friday night, starting on July 2nd, Noche Flamenca is going to be doing some flamenco performances. They're the group that used to be at the Kino on Canby Street, right by the Park Theater. So they moved into the Havana now. So go to the Havana Theater, HavanaVancouver.com, to find out all the exciting stuff that's going to be happening there now that we're allowed to reopen again.
Overdosed me on codeine. That's when I saw things I'd never seen. High flying on a magical ride. I heard the Beach Boys playing from the walls inside. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent. The winter I lost all my confidence. My parents said, hey girl, you almost died. I had a doctor, I had Jesus on my side. They both said, girl, you're gonna be alright. Floating on down, my fever broke that night. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent. The winter I lost all my innocence. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent. The winter I lost all my confidence. Long cold winter. Long cold winter. The winter I was lost without a farmhouse near. On the coldest evening of the year, I saw the dogwoods fill up with snow. And I searched for my house blazed in yuletide glow. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent. The winter I lost all my innocence. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent. The winter I lost all my confidence.
You could really be the one. stop been stressing. You could really be the one if I could get in.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Rio Theater this weekend on Sunday is a very special event commemorating National Indigenous Persons Day, and also in light of the recent horrific discovery of unmarked mass graves at residential schools in Kamloops and most recently in Saskatchewan. Following the tragic, horrific findings of the remains of 215 Indigenous children at the Kamloops Residential School earlier this month, a powerful grassroots vigil and memorial took place on the steps of the Vancouver Art Gallery. This was organized by local artist and member of the Haida Nation, Tamara Bell. And she is Tamara is going to be hosting a special presentation at the Rio Theater on Sunday. It's called Hear My Voice: Survivor's Stories from Residential School, Canada's Genocide, and it'll be followed by a roundtable discussion. Featured speakers are two survivors of the residential school system, Bob Baker of the Squamish Nation, who was actually attended at the Kamloops School, and Ray G. Thundercloud of the Cree Nation, who was a day school survivor. So while this is going on Sunday, June 27th at the Rio Theater, there's two events. The first one at 1 o'clock has been practically sold out, but there will be some rush seating available for the 1 o'clock event. And then they've added a second one at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Doors open at 3:30, and you can get advance tickets by going to the Rio Theater website, which is riotheater.ca, and either click on the Sunday event day on the calendar, or go to riotheater.ca/events and look up Hear My Voice: Survivor Stories from Residential Schools.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heck and want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Carnegie Community Action Project is based out of the downtown east side. We work to help people fight gentrification, increase the welfare rates, as well as to fight for the rights of the people of the downtown east side. Please join our cause.
Please come to the CCAP volunteer meetings every Friday at 11:15, the Carnegie Community Center on the third floor. Thank you very much.
Housing now for the Oppenheimer homeless.
Ta-ta.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience. We'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Wonderheads Theatre's Christmas Carol, a wordless adaptation of the Charles Dickens classic, written and directed by Andrew Phoenix and Kate Braidwood, is scheduled for production between September 13th and December 21st. They're looking for two physical theater performers and puppeteers joining the cast. It will be performed in the styles of full face mask and puppetry. It's a fast-paced ensemble production. All performers, puppeteers play multiple roles in different masks and manipulate various puppets, do set changes, help everybody else backstage. It's a real ensemble kind of production. Everyone will be cast in multiple roles, some performed in masks, some as puppeteers. If you want to get on board, you can go to wonderheads.com and look for the casting call. And it's open to Canadian residents only, please. Deadline for submissions is June 20th. Make sure you include your first and last names in all files. Creative Edge School of Arts in Abbotsford is doing Newsies the Musical, and that's going to be happening in March of next year in and around the Fraser Valley. The auditions are June 22nd to 29th in Abbotsford. They're casting the character of Jack Kelly, who is a male between 16 and 20, and looking for an actor who has great pop tenor voice and a sense of physicality. They're also looking for 8 actors to play multiple roles in the ensemble, open to anyone between 18 and 65, any gender, any age, anybody. If you're interested, you can book an audition by emailing a.gillot, or G-O, however you pronounce it, but it's spelled a.gillott at shaw.ca. United Players of Vancouver are doing Amphitruo by Plautus, and that's going to be directed by Toff Marshall, the new artistic director at United Players. That's going to be happening at Jericho in September. The auditions are June 26th at the Jericho Arts Center. They're looking for 5 energetic actors in this modern setting of a classic Roman comedy, mostly creative actors who are comfortable delivering verse. Most parts require some singing. Improv experience is also an asset, but not required. There's no gender, age, or ethnicity restriction on any role. They are committed to diverse casting. So if you're interested, you can send your resume to P. Gibson, that's PGIBSON_101 at yahoo.ca. If you want to look at sides and other details, you can go to unitedplayers.com/opportunities. And remember that they will be observing all COVID protocol during auditions, rehearsals, and performance. Once again, if you want more information, go to unitedplayers.com. And also at unitedplayers.com, you can learn about the Andre Karas Scholarship Fund. This has been set up in recognition of Andre's nearly 40 years of dedicated service as she retired as president and artistic director in October. The fund will award $2,500 per year to a student of the dramatic arts so that they can help pursue their chosen area of theater. This award applies not just to acting, but to other areas of stagecraft, including lighting, sound design, and other technical fields, set design, costumes, prop and mask building, directing, and stage management. Applicants must have participated in the theater arts in some capacity and intended to further their studies in theater arts, must be over 16 years of age and eligible for post-secondary study. If you're interested, you can get in touch by emailing scholarship@unitedplayers.com or you can just check out the unitedplayers.com website for all the details. Deadline application for the Andrea Karas Scholarship Fund is July the 10th, so get on it. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can email us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. Live 2021 Flight Paths is a collection of 12 micro-performances that take place digitally between you and an artist from your own home, phone, or neighborhood from July 1st to 4th. Flight Paths is a build-your-own-adventure-style interactive journey where each performance invites you to participate in a unique way. Sorted into four paths, audiences can experience a show by travel, phone, home, and location. The paths will reimagine live performance as they invite audience members to do the same. You might receive a phone call from a friendly group of experts who will assess a part of your life, or follow a set of instructions to physically lead you down memory lane. Or you might travel through your neighborhood while imagining it as an ancient Persian myth. The travel path is focused on the act of journeying rather than the destination. The phone path will involve the use of a cell phone, and it might mean receiving an intimate phone call, text message, or otherwise. The home path performances are designed to be enjoyed from the comfort of your couch, bedroom, or any other space you call home. And finally, attending a location path will guide you to a non-specific geographic location, like a body of water or a tree, and invite you to look at the world differently from that point forward. Each flight path performance is a maximum of 15 minutes, and attendees may be able to participate in up to three performances per hour from 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Attendees can mix and match shows from different paths, or you can see all from a single path. You're encouraged to take in all 12 performances over the 2 or 3 day period, and most performances are intended for all ages and are family friendly. So if you want to find out more, it's Hive 2021 Flight Paths. And you can get tickets and information at hiveperformance.art.
Life is but a dream. It's what you make of it. No matter how it seems, you know you love it so.
Our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by TJ Felix, The Judies, Terry Robinson, Mike Richter, Sam Tudor, Noreen Braun, Nimkish, Marty Zylstra, and AJ. And our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, CreativeStir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to The Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can search on our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And you can also find us on player.fm and wherever you get your podcasts. Remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2. And our very own star on the VC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Mardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
what is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really like good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam Territory. Learn how to get involved at CITR.ca.